Steve, are you there?
Hey. Yeah, I'm there. Good morning, gentlemen. How's it going today?
How are you? You're on with Justin Akery and Pat Bradley. We are still we have an APB out for Reggie Swinton, who's going to join us. We appreciate you coming on with us, Steve. And I know you're helping Reggie get things rolling with this AAU event. I know he's got a celebrity golf tournament coming up, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of folks who would love to get on with you on the golf course and have a chance to be around you when you come in town for that. But talk to me a little bit about your interaction with Reggie and what you're going to be involved with that.
Yeah, Reggie and I, we've been friends for a long time. Reggie's a great guy, really trying to do some great things in the community there. He called me and told me that he was on board with the AAU there in Little Rock, and he told me that events they're going to have, the Mix and Mingo and the Benefit Golf Tournament, and although I don't play golf, I will be there, you know, more just – you know, networking with the people and answering questions and signing autographs if anybody wants it. Just really having a good time and supporting the AAU there in Little Rock.
Is there any chance you would be willing to tackle a team that is challenging me for a win at our golf tournament? Would that be something we could work out?
Well, it depends on the contract.
Okay. I understand. So it's obviously, we'll talk more about that coming up, but it's obviously Super Bowl week, and it's really a two-week period, of course. I want to talk to you, having been through this a couple of times as a two-time champion with the Broncos, how hard it is to keep your focus over that period, because there are so many distractions, like I'm sure there is, you know, in a lot of different situations, but with it being a longer-than-usual layoff, I would think that adds to it.
No, I agree. And, you know, as you know, a lot of times the one and two seeds in each division, and they have the bye weeks, and a lot of times those guys get knocked out because, you know, they've been playing with a lot of momentum, and then they're off for a week, and they lose some of that momentum, and the same thing can happen here with the Super Bowl, but fortunately both teams, you know, have the same amount of time off, so I'm sure it's still going to be not as crisp as if they had played the following week, but I'm looking forward to it being a great ball game.
Let me ask you about that the first Super Bowl, I guess, because the Broncos had not had the best history in the big game. What was it like, I guess, going into that, trying to, you know, you're trying to win the game, obviously, and you're beating a team like, you know, the Packers, but you're also, of course, trying to get over, you know, the history, and I don't know how much of that played into a role, but I mean, for, you know, like I look, think about a guy like John Elway had so much success and had not been able to accomplish that ultimate goal. I guess talk to me about the mindset going into that first one.
Well, you're right. I mean, we had thought about all those things during the week, and once the game started, of course, you try to put all that out and just focus on going out and playing one play at a time as hard as you could play it. We did that. We came together as a team, and, you know, I believe that there's a little bit of luck involved as well. I mean, some calls could have gone either way, and fortunately we got some of the calls. But, you know, we came out as a team, and everybody really – executed, were focused. But yeah, that was kind of a burden. And we felt like really we were not only representing the Denver Broncos, the state of Colorado, but also, you know, the entire AFC, because the AFC hadn't won it for, you know, 13, 14 years at that time.
What about coming back and doing it again? Was it harder? Was it as hard? How would you compare those two championship runs?
Yeah, I mean, each time is very difficult, just because you know, once you win it the first time, everybody kind of gunning for you, saying, "Hey, we're going to knock these guys off." Mm-hmm. And we came back. We were at one point, I think we were 14-0, and we ended up losing one to the Giants. But you know, it's definitely difficult, and you know, we really just had to focus even more the second time to make sure that, you know, we didn't get complacent. And that we, you know, did all the film study and worked as hard in practice as we could, and just focused again on one play at a time, full speed, and we're able to fortunately make it happen again.
Do you think that happens during the course of a season? A loss can help a team, or actually, you can turn that loss into a positive, or you don't buy into that type of thinking?
Well, not really. I mean, you know,
in
you
guys'
given
situation
Sunday,
that particular year.
Yeah, well, just in any given situation, any team can beat another team. It's really just, you know, how focused, how consistent can you get 11 guys to be on the field at the same time? You know, a lot of games are decided by, you know, an offsides, early on in the game that stops momentum, or, you know, a big missed tackle. You know, really anything can cause it. So, you know, the more you can get 11 guys to have perfect plays, the higher your odds of winning. But when you have mental breakdowns and, you know, just mistakes in technique, you know, the team that has the most of those, they're going to have problems over the long run.
Steve Atwater joining us in the Zone of the Revolution Hotline, and we welcome in Reggie Swinton, too, who has arrived here at the Rev Room. Good morning, sir. How you doing, buddy?
Sorry, man. I ran all the way down the street to get here.
You're in great shape.
Like four blocks away.
Well, Steve, we were talking about, you know, obviously Super Bowl, and there's pressure there. Let me ask you about the different types of quarterbacks here, and you've got, you know, sort of a, I don't know if it's a new age. I mean, we've seen running quarterbacks before. I think about guys like Randall Cunningham, Fran Tarkenton. I mean, it's happened before, but certainly it seems like we've got a handful of guys in the league right now who are very effective runners and throwers. And then on the other side, you get more of a traditional guy in Flacco, who's the big arm quarterback and creates issues. From a safety standpoint, what makes it more difficult for you, a guy that's kind of a dual threat guy or a guy who's got that big arm and can launch it 70 yards like we saw Flacco do against Denver?
Yeah, well, obviously the, you know, I won't say obviously, but, you know, for me, the guys that can run the ball, just, you know, they are so much more of a threat. A guy that stands in the pocket and throws the ball, even though they can throw the ball well, we pretty much on passing situations, we can play a good pass coverage and be able to defend that, whereas a guy that can run the ball too, you know, you really don't know if you need to be in a run defense or a pass defense, so it creates problems for you. And, you know, we've seen the Michael Vicks, the Randall Cunninghams, and, you know, these guys are very effective. The only thing is, you know, durability. You know, if these guys just, if the Ravens decide, hey, we're just going to make sure we're going to hit the quarterback regardless, I think it will affect the game on down the line.
Well, looking at this year's NFL, not taking into account anybody's defense, just offensively, which offensive team would you not want to face, or you think is the most difficult to face, straight up offensively?
Well, just one, probably be San Francisco.
Their offense, okay. Coupled with their defense, too, that's pretty good team.
I agree.
We've been talking a lot about Ray Lewis's legacy this week, too, Steve. I mean, with him hanging it up this year, or at least he says he is at this point. We'll see how he feels after the game. And then another guy like Ed Reed, who's been around a long time, looking for an opportunity to win a Super Bowl. And it's hard to compare errors, I realize, but you're a guy whose, you know, opinion matters a lot more than ours does. But I'm just curious, when you think of guys at those positions, at safety and at linebacker, where you put those guys all time, if you even think about things like that?
First of all, your opinion does matter.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
secondly, yeah, I think both of those guys are great athletes. Certainly both of them will be Hall of Fame, first ballot. You know, they've had a ton of success in Baltimore. I can't think of really two guys that are more deserving, you know, just not only from their play on the football field, but great things they do in the community as well.
I don't know how much you've been able to keep up with the saga at Arkansas, but it reads like a dime store novel over the last year. They have settled on Brett Bielema. All signs seem to be positive. I mean, he's been working hard on the recruiting trail, trying to bring into class. What are your thoughts on Bielema taking over at your alma mater?
Well, I'm really happy with the decision. I'm kind of saddened that you know, everything happened with Petrino. We were ready to make a run, you know, prior to, you know, all the incidents that happened, and you know, we know people are people, and you know, it's just unfortunate that it happened. But yeah, I feel real comfortable with the selection, and I'm looking forward to the Hogs, you know, making it back to the top this year. I got, you know, a couple of young guys on the team that you know, my boys play with coming up, Ray Buchanan and Julian Horton. And, you know, it's just going to be exciting to see those guys develop over the years. So Julian, he's on up there now. He'll be a senior next year. So I'm hoping to see him contribute some, and Ray Buchanan, I want to see him develop as well.
Steve, we probably should have asked you this off the top, but what are you up to these days, and where are you living now?
Well, I live in Maryland. We moved, my wife and I, kids, we moved up here back in August. We got a couple of kids in school up this way, and they play football. We wanted to be a little closer to them so we didn't have to spend an arm and a leg, you know, flying up to see them.
Yeah.
So I trade stocks, trade my own account, and, you know, spend time with my family. That's it.
You got any hot tips for us?
Well, stops? If I give you a hot tip, chances are it'll probably go down. So I'll definitely do that.
Now I'm thinking, okay, can you honestly pick the Super Bowl? I'm thinking if you're living in the Ravens' backyard, I don't know how honest you can be about this, but who you think is going to pull it out Sunday?
Well, I mean, really, my heart's in both places. You know, the guy who coaches the secondary in Denver, he was my coach. I mean,
who's
in
that?
San Francisco. He was Ed Donatell. He was our defensive backs coach with Denver. And, you know, I live here in Baltimore, well, near close to Baltimore, and, you know, all the fans up here. So I'm kind of partial. I like to see Ray Lewis win one, another one, and also Ed Reed. But in the end, I think that San Francisco will probably be the team that takes it.
Okay. There you go. All right. Well, look, we look forward to having you here. And so are you going to be able to come in for the tournament even though you're not golfing?
Yeah, I'm going to be there. Yes. Okay. Looking forward to having a good time and catching up with my people there in Arkansas.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to write you up a contract, then we're going to get you to take out the team that's going to cause us the most problems and winning the tournament.
Right before they're going to swing, you come out of nowhere.
Just
take their head off.
Okay, well, hey, this contract gonna have to have some zeros on it because, if I take a couple steps and this old hamstring goes.
Hey, I was reading up on you, and Wikipedia has you nicknamed the Smiling Assassin. Do you like that nickname?
You know what? Not a lot of people really call me that.
Right.
You know, Charlie Waters, he nicknamed me that like my first year in the league, and I don't know how it kind of stuck with me over the years, but. Yeah, it's all right, you know.
Pleasant guy. You don't sound like a guy that ripped people's heads off for a living back in the day.
No, I didn't, man. I'm a nice guy.
you're a Chicago guy, and President Obama recently had some comments about – now, of course, he's got two daughters, so it's easy for him to say because he doesn't have to worry about it. But he said if he had a son, he'd think twice about letting him get involved in football. And in talking to you, obviously, we realize that your family is involved, and it certainly was very good to you over the years. What are your thoughts on that and the safety of the game in general?
Well, I mean, President Obama has a valid point. You know, I think that the game has become, you know, much more dangerous over the years with, you know, guys just being so much bigger and stronger and faster.
Yeah, there are more safeties that look like you now.
Yeah. But I think that the league is doing what they can to make the game safer and make people aware of what's going on so, you know, people can make informed choices. So, you know, it's just a part of the process.
We were kind of an impromptu topic for today, making an all hard-hitting team from the history of the NFL. If you were going to pick one teammate over the years, who would be the first guy you'd go with as a hard-hitting teammate?
One player?
Mm-hmm. Any position?
Well, it had to be. I don't know. I had to mix two guys into one, Ronnie Lott and Dennis Smith, man. It'd be my other safety.
Right. There you go.
Was there ever a guy you tackled and you felt like you got the worst end of that deal?
Oh, it happened lots of times.
We were talking about the hit on Okoye. That's lived in people's minds for the years. We've had a couple people calling about that. Do you remember that hit specifically?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, the crazy thing about that is, you know, he was a big guy, and I don't know, man. I must have been in the zone or somewhere. I didn't really feel that one, but I've hit guys that are probably half his size and got up, you know, dizzy. So you just never know.
You have any – how many did you have – concussions diagnosed through your career? If so, how many?
I mean, you know, I don't think it was ever on any paperwork that I had a concussion, but I definitely had, you know, quite a few of them. You know, I remember being dizzy several times out there, and, you know, it's part of the game, man. You know, they're doing what they can now to, you know, correct it with the information that they have, but back when I was out there, you know, just, hey, man, how many fingers you got up? Three. All right, get back in there.
are you ever concerned about long-term and how that's going to affect you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that I can keep my faculties, you know. and, you know, I know other people who never played football who, you know, who have problems too, though. So,
right.
You know, I love the sport so much, and, you know, NFL has, you know, been a great medium just really for our society here, bringing communities and people together, and I'm hoping that it'll withstand this barrage of lawsuits and everything.
Well, Steve, always a pleasure, and we'll look forward to visiting with you in person when you come in town for the event supporting the AU here in Little Rock.
Okay, look forward to seeing you guys. Swing time, good seeing you, baby. Good, look forward to seeing you.
All right, Steve, I'll talk to you. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Anytime. Bye-bye.
Steve Atwater joining us in the zone.
Hey, Swinton.
Yes, sir. Guy.
Did he when did he retire? Did he ever tackle you?
99, I think, was his last
year. No, yeah, his last year was with the Jets.
He got off easy. Didn't have to mess with old Reg.
Yeah, because, see, my best friend is actually his nephew.
Okay.
So, Reggie Love. So, his last year was 99.
He's lucky because you'd have made him look bad, wouldn't you?
No. Out of rain.
I was going to let you talk trash. I already hung up on him. It's all good. Nobody was going to talk.
Roll Reg. Oh, Reg would have been streaking down that sideline faster than you ever ran before, huh?
And I would go out of bounds.
Smart
like
move.
I always did.
That's it. Well, that's how you hung around a long time.
Exactly.
Yes. We got Reggie Swinton here. Don Dugan's here. We're going to talk more about what's going on this weekend. Of course, we got the big party over at Dugan's Pub with the Super Bowl. We're right now at the Rev Room. And coming up, special moment. We're going to grant a wish.
We're doing it on air.
Oh, yeah, we're doing it on air. Pressure's on, big fella. Pat Bradley, gamer, going to step up big time. And unfortunately, Pat will have his three-pointers from last night's loss at Alabama coming up, too.
Yeah.
You
it wasn't pretty.
No.
Hey,
it was, but it wasn't.
Listen, you want? I'm going to give you some motivation.
All right.
You want encouragement? I got it for you.
I think they're going to win Saturday. I'll give you that.
Amen.
We'll be back. And I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I...
Hey, Dad, have you heard about the awesome deal going on?